This is Day to Day from NPR West. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, women are out-earning men.
Hey, wait a minute.
Don't panic, Alex. It's only in some cities, and it turns out guys are still better when it comes to asking for more moolah.
Okay, first to a senior American diplomat on a controversial new agreement with India on nuclear power.
On this issue, India has been isolated for decades, even before the country announced it had the bomb and tested one. The U.S. will now sell nuclear technology to India, but with conditions to make sure the technology is used only for peaceful purposes. And that means power plants.
This comes at the same time the U.S. is asking Iran to open its civilian nuclear program to international inspections. I spoke earlier with the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Nicholas Burns.
We have just announced the U.S.-India civil nuclear accord for one reason. It's in the interests of the United States. It's going to pay off for our country in many ways. We think it will strengthen the nonproliferation system worldwide. You have this anomalous situation where the largest country in the world, soon to be largest country, India, is outside the system, not allowed to come in until now, because it exploded a nuclear device back in 1974 and 75. And then at the same time, you have Iran inside the NPT system and cheating. India outside and not cheating but playing by the rules. And we felt that in the long term, our efforts to stem the proliferation of nuclear material in the world would be improved if India was with us in this system.
But you say that Iran is cheating on its nuclear program. It may be, it may not be. India has certainly carried out its nuclear weapons program in secrecy. How do you know that they won't use civilian nuclear elements for their weapons program?
The Indians have not proliferated their nuclear technology. They haven't sold it on the black market the way some countries have. They've protected it. And they've, in essence, lived by the rules of the Non-Proliferation Treaty without being allowed to join it. So we thought it made sense to correct that anomaly, to allow India to join, but not to do anything to help it further its nuclear weapons program, but to do things to help its people have greater access to electricity through nuclear power generation. It will pay off for our country in a number of ways. It's going to be supported by most of the leading countries in the world. I think all of us have come to realize that isolating India wasn't doing us any good, that bringing it into the system will strengthen that system.
Let's turn to Iran, if we may, and that country's nuclear program. Iran has ignored U.S. and European nations' calls for the suspension of their uranium enrichment program. Last week, Iran's foreign minister and chief nuclear negotiator told NPR, "Forget it, we are not going to suspend our enrichment program." Instead, they've offered a number of proposals, including this one: put an international consortium in charge of Iran's nuclear activities. What about that suggestion?
Well, first of all, it's not just the United States. It's the entire international community that's asking Iran to suspend its nuclear research program at its enrichment facility at Natanz. The greatest countries in the world, the greatest powers in the world, have said to the Iranians, "We're happy to have you build a civil nuclear power under international supervision, but not a nuclear weapons system." And the Iranians need to show some good faith. And their refusal to suspend their enrichment program is a very negative signal about their future intentions. Now, this proposal that you've talked about has been made by some Iranian officials in the past, but never to us in a formal way by the Iranian government. And we still have a proposal on the table with the Russians, Chinese, and Europeans that would ask them to negotiate, that would provide a diplomatic solution to this problem, but they refuse to come to the negotiating table. And that's why we've turned to the United Nations Security Council and sanctions resolutions against them.
Iran says that, in fact, it made that proposal to the European Union. Put an international consortium in charge. They can go anywhere. They can look at anything. They'll run the program.
Well, I'm not aware of any kind of formal proposal to the P5 countries. From time to time, you hear Iranian officials say this. In fact, the Iranians are all over the map. Different Iranian officials say different things to NPR and to Western governments. We've got to judge them by their actions. They're accelerating their nuclear research program. But I can assure you that we are still dedicated to a diplomatic path. We believe that a diplomatic solution could be possible, and so we want to exhaust every opportunity to achieve one.
Nicholas Burns, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, thank you.
Thank you very much.